Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I have over Zoom this morning in the studio with me Isabel Grant, who is an independent contractor, but also a soon-to-be full-time employee with Defenders of Wildlife. Isabel, thank you for being here this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we're here to talk about something specific that's probably very interesting to Sitkins, which is about bears. But I want to start with a little bit about who you are and what Defenders of Wildlife is. So let's start with this organization, Defenders of Wildlife. What is that for listeners who've never heard about it?
Yeah, so Defenders of Wildlife is a national nonprofit. Their mission is to protect all native plants and animals in their natural communities. And they utilize scientists, policy experts, and experienced wildlife managers to advocate for species.
Okay, so that makes a lot of sense for here in Sitka. We have a lot of native plants and animals that we coexist with. What specifically is the project that works here in Sitka that is for this bear project?
So in Sitka and in the rest of Southeast Alaska, Defenders has an electric fence incentive program. It is a reimbursement program designed to help reduce conflict between people and bears. And so it's part of Defenders' larger wildlife coexistence efforts that they do.
Okay, yeah. So explain that a little bit more. What does a coexistence project mean specifically?
Yeah, so wildlife coexistence is a way of living alongside and sharing landscapes with wildlife in a way that reduces harm and potential harmful interactions between people and wildlife.
Okay, so now I want to back up a little bit further and ask you a little bit about yourself. How is it that you are involved in this work? What is your background?
Yeah, so in 2021, I graduated from the University of Massachusetts with my bachelor's in pre-veterinary science. And from there, I realized I wanted to work in conservation. So I stayed in Massachusetts and I received my master's in conservation medicine from Tufts University there. And so during that program, it's actually how I became interested in human-wildlife conflict and conflict prevention, and also how I became connected with Defenders of Wildlife.
Okay, and do you get to spend some time up in places like Alaska, or are you based in Massachusetts?
I am currently based in Palmer, and I will be moving to Alaska this summer, which I'm very excited about.
Okay. Well, now I want to talk a little bit more about this coexistence project, specifically in terms of bears. You mentioned before we came on the air some really interesting ways that this coexistence project helps different communities throughout all of Alaska live with all variety of bears, not just what we're familiar with here, but also polar bears. So tell us a little bit about some of the specific programs.
So in addition to the Electric Fence Incentive Program, Defenders has also worked with Resurrection Bay Conservation Alliance in Seward on the Kenai Peninsula. They do kind of yearly bear-resistant trash and dumpster orders, and Defenders has contributed to those. They've also in the past worked specifically with Kaktovik to help supply polar bear-resistant trash container or food storage lockers, and they've also worked with Alaska State Parks to supply bear-resistant containers at trailheads and things like that.
This is not something I asked you about before we came on the air, but I think about Glacier National Park when I think about bear, really strong program for dealing with bears. You get those food containers before you leave. I don't know, is Defenders of Wildlife at all involved with that?
They might be. That could be something that the team in the lower 48 is involved in. I only work with the Alaska program, though, so I'm a little bit unsure about the full breadth of their activities
sure.
down there.
Sure. Okay. Well, here in Sitka and throughout Southeast Alaska, one of the things that your coexistence project is focusing on is electric fences. Now, tell us a little bit about why electric fences and what this means, who this is for.
Yeah, so electric fencing has emerged through research and also through the practical experience of this program running in the lower 48 in the grizzly bear recovery zones for the past 10 years, has really emerged as a very effective solution to preventing conflict with bears. And so that is why, you know, that program, the success that program has had in the lower 48 is why Defenders has expanded it to Alaska.
So the success of the program, does that mean things like people putting electric fences out when they go camping? Does it mean around their yards? Like what in what instances are they used?
So they can actually be used for hikers and backpackers when you go camping and backcountry. They can also be used around your property, around trash that you have, your trash cans, also chicken coops, beehives, fruit trees, gardens, grills, anything that you have that, you know, you see that is attracting bears to your property, you can put a fence around it. So it has a wide range of uses.
So it almost sounds like it would be about for anyone in Sitka. Like if you have a garden here in Sitka, this might be something for you?
Yeah, I would say it would be perfect. Yeah. Okay. We reimburse fences around a lot of gardens.
Okay, great. So if someone is listening and thinking, well, gosh, I've got this, I don't know, chicken coop and compost pile, and I might want to get an electric fence, what do they do? How do they get more information? What are the steps?
Yeah, so we encourage everyone to reach out to us before they purchase anything. And that's just to make sure that right off the bat, you know, you're buying the right strength energizer. Our program requires that you choose an energizer that has a joule output of 0.7 at the minimum. And that's just because, you know, that's the minimum power kind of required to be effective and reliable in deterring bears. But before you do anything, we want you to email or call us. So our email is alaskadefenders@defenders.org. And our phone number is 907-276-9453. And so when you reach out to us, we'll get back in touch with you and kind of go through the reimbursement process with you again.
Okay, so don't buy anything yet. First, contact Defenders of Wildlife before you purchase something. And then people can be reimbursed up to $500 for their purchase once they've gone through this process of talking to you. There's also an opportunity for people to learn a little bit more before they even call you this coming weekend. Tell us what's going on for listeners who might want to come out and learn more about this.
Yeah, so this Saturday, May 20th, Defenders partnered with Alaska Fish and Game, Fortress of the Bear, and National Park Service to kind of put on and host this Sitka Bear Awareness Day. So from 10 a.m. to noon at Fortress of the Bear, there will be demonstrations with bears being given bear-resistant containers to try to break into those. There'll also be a presentation from Alaska Department of Fish and Game covering bear safety, managing your bear attractants. And then from 1 to 3 p.m. at Sitka National Historical Park, we'll have kind of an interactive tabling session. You can learn about bears, bear biology, more bear awareness and safety, and also electric fencing and Defenders Electric Fence Incentive Program.
Okay, fantastic. So if people want to, even before they make the phone call or the email, they could come out this Saturday, speak to someone about this program and how to get moving on steps to perhaps getting their own electric fence. And that's, as you just said, Saturday, May 20th, 10 to noon at Fortress of the Bear, but also 1 to 3 at Sitka National Historical Park. And I'm wondering, Isabel, if you could give us the phone number and email address one more time, though, if people want to reach out ahead of time or can't make it to the Saturday event.
Absolutely. So our email is alaskadefenders@defenders.org. And our phone number is 907-276-9453.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing this information. It should be very interesting to a lot of listeners, and I'm guessing you'll get some phone calls from our neighborhoods. And thank you for being here this morning.
Thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to being in Sitka this Saturday.
Oh, great. You will be here. So we'll get to meet you in person, people who come out. Great. Well, we've been having some great weather, so we'll hope that that sticks around for you so you can enjoy Sitka in the sun. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.